sign up.
I did say that.
I know you did. We're gonna talk about the sun.
And the earth. Oh, just like sun and sun, Sunday and sun. So like George Jackson beat the sun and then the earth sun.
Okay.
That makes sense. Oh no.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. So we're gonna talk about the solar system today. Since we beating the sun up. Do you know the solar system? You know the planets and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Let me hear them.
Saturn.
Okay.
Neptune.
Okay.
Jupiter.
All right.
Mars.
All right.
Venus.
All right.
Neptune.
No, it's not Neptune. You already said Neptune. You.
Uranus.
Okay.
Earth and Mercury.
Alright, you did alright. So, you know the sun big, right? How big you think the sun is?
This big.
Can't nobody see how big that is. Mm-hmm. You know you forgot to tell people your name and everything.
My name is Jackson. Yep.
And who you got with you? Again, all the time.
Mr. Elephant is here.
Okay. Alright, so how big is the sun? Do you know how big the sun is?
This big.
But can't nobody see that though.
I see it outside.
Yeah, but you want me to tell you how big the sun is? You know how many Earths you can fit in the sun?
1,000,000,000,000,000.
Nah, you can fit, you close, but you can fit 1.3 million Earths in the sun.
I heard that on a planet show.
Oh, you seen it on the planet show? Well, that's how big the sun is, so that's how come you're able to see it real big in the sky, because it looks small, but it's pretty big. So, that's the reason why we have life on Earth, because of the sun. If the sun burn out, well, that's a wrap. Yeah, so you gotta make sure the sun, well, we can't do nothing, but as long as the sun burn, because it's just gas. So as long as the sun burn, we have life on Earth. That's why the trees grow and stuff like that. So, what else you know about? Wasn't you looking at the stars last night?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw the Big Dipper.
You did? Okay. You ever seen Orion's Belt? I'm not real big on astrology. I mean, it's fascinating, but I don't know as much as I want to know about it. But I know it's like, it looked like a belt. Like, I had to show it to you on the little app that we got on the phone. But, it looks pretty cool. I was able to see it when I went on my trip. And my cousin pointed it out to me. That he's seen Orion's Belt. So that was remember we had seen with Mars, and then we always see Neptune in the morning when I take you to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know, when I was a kid, you know, Pluto was part of the planet solar system, but now it's not no more, because it's a dwarf planet now.
What the dwarf planet?
A what?
A dwarf planet.
Not dwarf, a dwarf. You know, the dwarf is something small. You know, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Mm-mm.
You don't know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do. You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, I have to let you know. I have to.
What?
You don't know Snow White? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? You got Sleepy.
Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Cinderella.
Yeah, well, she's part of, like the princess said. I don't know all the seven dwarfs, but a Sleepy, I guess Grumpy.
There's no Grumpy.
It's not? I don't know. Happy. It's like seven dwarfs, and they have like, and they're like different characters.
And Jasmine what's her name?
Who?
Rapunzel.
Oh, okay.
And Tinkerbell.
How much do you think the Earth weighs? I don't know either, but I know the Sun weighs 300,000 more times than the Earth.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and I figure since we try to beat the Sun up every morning, we need to kind of know about it. What's your favorite planet?
My favorite planet is Earth.
Earth? Why's your favorite planet? Because you live here. So that's your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
What's another planet you like?
I like Pluto.
You like Pluto? You know, other planets got they got volcanoes too. Like Mars, I think Mars has the biggest volcano.
And I think Saturn.
Yeah, that's with the rings. Saturn has the rings, but it's like dust particles.
And Pluto has volcanoes too. And
Pluto don't have, they have mountains.
And if you go by one, it shoots up some little gas stuff, and then you get frozen into ice.
Yeah, well, Pluto, from what I learned in school, that it was the cold planet. But
yeah.
But it have a lot of mountains on the
And it shoots up things. It shoots up little gas things, and then when it shoots up it. That means you get frozen,
then
nobody can help you.
Yeah, well, you can't live on Pluto anyway because it's cold. A lot of these plants you can't live on because they got acid rain. It falls year round. You got some company.
All the planets orbit around the sun.
Yeah, they do. Some of them tilted at a certain degree. I know Uranus is tilted on this axis. What else? We talked about Saturn. I forgot which one. Neptune, or I think it's the blue one. Yeah. Neptune is kind of like a neon blue, like.
It's a cold. I'm trying to think of that cold planet.
Which one is it? It's
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I know.
So I think it's Jupiter. It's Jupiter.
Well, we'll look it up one day. We'll look it up and see. But I know it might be Venus because you know Venus they have strong winds, like real strong winds. You're not even able to. So I want to say it's like hurricane or tornado type winds on Venus.
I don't want to go there.
You can't go there. Yeah, you don't need to go out of space and be no astronaut or nothing like that.
Look, I want to be a doctor.
Okay, yeah, be a doctor because I don't think it's a good idea for you to strap up and fly somewhere that you don't need to be going. You know.
And what if I land my spaceship on that planet which you just said?
On which one?
The tornado, the hurricane.
You talking about Venus?
Yeah. I
know, these plants, they were named by like Greek gods, so that's why how they get their name. A lot of the stuff in the sky, they have these names. They were named, you know, by someone who, like, I guess discovered them. You know, Mercury is actually shrinking, so
why?
I don't know. I have to look it up to see why, but I know it's getting smaller and smaller.
What does that mean?
I mean, it might just get real small to turn into like what Pluto is and be a dwarf planet. Think so. That's why Pluto cold. You say it's the moon friends with Pluto. Okay. Now, you know, different planets have. So see, we have moons. Other planets have moons too.
Moon friends?
No, moons that I guess that you can see it from that planet. You know, some other planets got like 3 and 4 moons. So you look in the sky and see 3 and 4 moons up there.
I don't see it now.
Yeah, because we on this planet, and I think it's just one moon. Of stuff too. I learned it when I went to the planetarium. Or the planetarium yesterday.
We didn't go to the planetarium yet.
Yeah, we're gonna go, but I'm talking about when I went. The last time I went, I was in elementary school.
I wanna go.
Yeah, we'll go. So and you lay back in the seat and you look up at the ceiling and they show you all the stars and stuff.
No, I know, cause with Bubble Guppies. They had a field trip to the planetarium, and then they sit back, and then they looked it up at the sky, then the thing started flying, and then they didn't know which way to go back to Earth, and then Molly knew it, and then they pressed Earth, and then it was back to Earth, and then they got off.
Yeah, we're going to go to the planetarium. And, we'll go one day. All right, and we might go
Can
back.
Can we go on the weekend?
No, we might go when you go to Beaumont for summer camp. Because I know where that one is. I've never been to the one here, so I don't know. So, whenever we go back to Beaumont, well, whenever you go back for summer camp, then I'll take you there. And we'll go to that one. Because I know that one. I haven't been to the one here, so I don't know.
So after the summer camp, you're gonna pick me up early, and when you pick me up early, we'll go to the planetarium.
Yeah, we're gonna go check it out. Since you wanna go. Know when I was a kid, it was a lot of stars in the sky, a lot of stars. I don't see a lot of stars in the sky now, like I used to see back when I was a kid. I used to lay out there on the ground and look at the stars. You ate all the Mario's up? Man, I wanted some Mario's. Dropped on the floor. You didn't give Mr. Elephant none, and I'm happy about that. Because Mr. Elephant don't need nothing.
Oh,
do
you? Do you?
You
say yes.
No.
You?
I told you I didn't hear him say nothing. I don't hear this bear talk.
Yeah. You do. You don't. You do. What's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong with that?
That sound like you. Like that sound just like your voice. So.
Well, he talk like me.
You do?
Because he loves
me. Oh, he loves you. Okay. Mr. Elephant loves Jackson.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at the internet, let me see. I'm gonna open it for you. When I was looking at the internet, I seen that Mars, they put like cameras on Mars so you can, I think there's like towers or something there that they're putting like artificial fixtures on that planet from Earth. So there is some type of like spacecraft that has been to all of the planets. So they say.
The solar system?
Yeah, so, and they say that they've been to all of the planets with the spacecraft. And they believe that there is like existing life somewhere on another planet, but it's not proven yet. Because a lot of those planets is hard to live on because of the weather conditions. So Earth is the only one that I know of that you're able to live on it. You know, unless you want to. Mars. You want me to shoot you to Pluto?
No.
Cause I'm thinking I could shoot. I'm thinking I could shoot Mr. Elephant to Pluto. I'm looking to getting rid of Mr. Elephant.
No.
Yeah. You know you eating all that junk food up. Your mom gonna be mad at you. No breakfast. Because you took the breakfast.
What breakfast?
The cereal that I got you. Yeah, so what else? It's not too much we can talk about as far as the solar system, because you don't know a lot of the stuff.
Astronauts go in the solar system.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes they don't come back.
Why?
Ship blow up.
They could just go through Earth. They could just swim. They could just fly through Earth with their gravity and they back to Earth, and then they have to walk home.
No, because if something happened while they flying those ships to outer space, like some of them blow up. Like they it's like I know two times in my lifetime I've seen two of them blow up.
Honestly,
I'll show it to you on YouTube.
Right now?
No, I'll show you later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why it's dangerous. It's real dangerous on those aircrafts. You know, so that's why I've never been interested in going into outer space. And I don't think you should be interested in going either. You know, you can just stay on the ground. You can fly in an airplane here and there, but you don't have to go that far. You don't have to go
Last time on YouTube at my mom's house, when you were at
You know how long it takes to get to the sun? Like if you was to fly to, it's like it's millions of miles, millions and millions of miles.
Daddy.
What?
When you were at when you were at Hawaii, I was at my mom's house watching something on YouTube, and I saw the airplane almost go up into space.
Oh yeah. Yeah, nah, it ain't gonna go that far up into space. Because they won't be able to breathe up there. Yeah, that's how come astronauts gotta wear the they gotta wear that.
So they have to get those little things what you put with this water. With this like.
Yeah, the spacesuit. You gotta wear the spacesuit because if you take that off, you know, like, okay, it's kinda like.
Like on Magic School Bus when they're on a planet, one of the magic school bus kids took their helmet off at outer space on that planet, then they got frozen.
Oh yeah? Yeah, well you know Sandy on SpongeBob? She wear the space suit?
Yeah.
Because space is kinda like Well, it kind of depicted to be like underwater because she
can't, oh, I know.
She can't breathe underwater.
Squirrels can't breathe underwater.
No, we can't either. Yeah, we're not able to breathe underwater neither, but.
Only SpongeBob and, what is his name?
Patrick.
Patrick.
And Squidward, but you know, like whenever they come to the, when they surface up, Sandy take her stuff off, but SpongeBob and them had theirs on. You notice that? So whenever they come out of the water, Sandy don't have the helmet on no more, but SpongeBob and Patrick, they got one, but they got water in it.
I know, because they need water.
Yeah, they need that.
And sometimes Sandy doesn't need water. So they need water because they're sea creatures, and SpongeBob need water because he is a sponge. He needs to bathe with stuff.
Favorite
people.
Oh yeah.
And Patrick lives in the water.
Yeah, Patrick is a starfish.
Yeah, he lives in a chest. He lives in a weird rock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that when you go under the sea, that's where you find a starfish. They be under those rocks.
And SpongeBob, he lives in the kidney bottom in a pineapple, and Sandy lives in almost like the rocks.
No, yeah, Sandy live in a dome, and it got air in it, under the water, and it got like trees and stuff.
Did you know that SpongeBob, the movie SpongeBob SquarePants, the people were trying to dig to catch some sponges and some stuff to eat.
Oh yeah? Nah, I mean, I don't watch SpongeBob too much, but I know a little bit about him.
But they try to get the the Krabby Patty from under the sea through the they're trying to get some sausage through the kitty bottom from the Krusty Krab shop.
Oh yeah? Okay. Yeah, you must watch that show a lot.
And last time Mrs. Paul told SpongeBob he was in trouble, so he had to go far away from the faraway sea, and it stinked it, and he couldn't see from there.
Oh, okay.
It's too far.
It's far? How far is it?
All the way.
All the way over there? Okay.
All the way to the back of the class.
Is it further than, 800 and something miles? No, 800,000 miles.
Yes!
You think it is? Because?
Because it showed me that, and it was there far.
So
class was all the way up there.
But you say that it's longer than 800,000 miles.
Yeah.
Are you
the
sure?
The class was all the way up there, and he was
sure that it's longer than 800,000 miles?
Yes!
Okay, so because I'm asking you, and you said this was on Earth, right?
No.
It's not on Earth?
It's underwater.
But underwater on Earth, right?
What do you mean underwater?
Underwater in the Bikini Bottom?
Yeah.
That's on Earth. Bikini Bottom is Earth. It's just under the water. So, if you're telling me that it is longer than 800,000 miles, I'm going to tell you that it's not true, because 800,000 miles is how long it takes for you to go around the sun. 800,000 miles to go around the sun. And the Earth isn't big as the sun. So you know how many times that would be? See? You don't know. identify the planets.
So first when you download it, I was scared and boom.
Yeah, I know you were scared of that at first because it sounded creepy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. But now you like it. Now you're able to catch the sun. You're able to watch the sunrise. You're able to identify the planets, like when we see Neptune, a couple of months ago in September. No, yeah, like August, around August, September. We was looking at Mars every day in the night sky. But you know something else that I learned too? I learned it ain't no such thing as a dark side of the moon.
That's that song.
What's that?
On the dark side of the moon.
Oh, the Lil Wayne song? Now, well, it's not a dark side of the moon. I thought it was, but from where we stand, we only see one side of the moon. So that's the reason why we'll never see the other side of the moon.
Why? Well, on that app, it showed all the planets except for Earth on there, and it showed us the half inside. It showed us a piece half inside, and on the app I saw the dark side of the moon.
I thought it was, but I guess I stand corrected after I was looking it up. But they say that it wasn't the dark side of the moon. So, oh well, I thought it was the dark side of the moon. So you can't listen to Lil Wayne's song no more.
Why?
No, I'm playing. I like that song too. It's like one of my favorite songs on there, and I'm gonna listen to it on the way when I get in the car in a few minutes. So we take this drive. So, but are you happy with today? Where as we not only beat the sun up, but we talked about the sun.
We earthed the sun up.
Oh yeah. So
not beat the sun up. Mama.
That's gonna wrap up the episode. Are you done talking about what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you know what we're gonna talk about next week?
Money.
Money. You know, yeah, we actually talked about money.